Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
You're building out essentially a profile and understanding what people's favorite points are, what areas they're looking at the most often. So as a salesperson, you understand the points of emphasis that are important to that buyer.
Best ever listeners, before we jump into today's episode, got two questions for you. And this is for my fix and flippers out there. One, are your financing costs eating away at your bottom line? And two, are you looking for a way to increase your overall profits by reducing your loan payments to the bank or private lender? Of course you are, right? You're always looking to maximize the potential of your deal. So here's a solution. We got a solution for you through the crowdfunding platform Patch of Land. If you're a loyal Best Ever listener, you know Patch of Land. They've been on the show many times. They've sponsored the show many times. They're back for more because they love you. They want to help you out. They want to add value to your life. And here's how they're going to do it. They have a solution to your financing issue of financing costs eating away from your bottom line, and they want to help you reduce your loan payments to the bank. So here we go. Patch of Land offers a fix and flip loan program that only charges interest on the funds that have been dispersed, as opposed to the traditional model of lenders charging interest on the whole loan amount at the beginning. You save a lot of money this way, and it can be misleading when you get your terms quoted to you by the lender at a particular rate if they charge all the interest up front versus upon distributions. Patch of Land's got a document that you got to check out if you're a fix and flipper to educate yourself on questions you should ask the lender. Regardless if you go with Patch of Land, you got to get this document to educate yourself on the questions to ask your lender to make sure you're getting the best financing terms. The document's at patchofland.com/Joe Fairless. That's patchofland.com/Joe Fairless. Patch of Land, they can close in as little as 7 days, and they can help you through this program save thousands of dollars on your deals, make more money, and have a better business and grow your fix and flip business. So go to patchofland.com/Joe Fairless. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any fluff. And first off, well, I hope you're having a wonderful best ever weekend. And because today is Sunday, we've got a special segment for you called Skill Set Sunday. And the skill today is how to use augmented reality to lease or sell your property faster. With us today, Kevin Hart. How you doing, Kevin?
Pretty good. And yourself?
I'm doing well. And Kevin is the founder and CEO of Ariel. He's based in Dallas, Texas. And, well, they've created a patented intellectual property which helps do exactly what I just said. Actually, we have a case study that he's going to talk about that he used it with the Sacramento Kings and helped lease out space before the space was even built. Certainly a way to shorten the period of time where we're not making money on deals. So that being said, Kevin, how about you talk us through what your company does and then how it benefits real estate investors?
Absolutely. So I appreciate the opportunity and thank you for having me today. When it comes to augmented reality, it's critical to understand where augmented realities come from. In the past, a lot of it was based off of what's called like image or marker-based recognition. So your phone could only scan like a QR code or a picture and you have a small 3D model on top of it. We wanted to remove those limitations, that Ariel. So what we did is we patented and created the ability to place 2D, 3D video and interactive content at longitude, latitude, and altitude coordinates. This means we could place content anywhere in the world instantly. You don't have a limitation on the dimensions of the experience, and it could all be viewed and interacted with through a mobile device, much like your phone or even a tablet. So what makes our technology really unique and how it could be applied to real estate specifically is how we can anchor CAD models at the actual location where something's going to be built. Now, you mentioned the example with the Sacramento Kings, and what we did for them is when they're building out their new arena and the retail space surrounding it, before they ever actually began construction on that retail space, they provided us with the CAD models of what was going to be built, and we anchored it exactly where it was set to be built. So people can hold up the mobile device, they can actually walk around the structure as if it actually coexisted with reality. They could see it to its full scale. They could even walk into the first floor of it and see some of the details of what that building would be. Then that allowed them to start getting commitments for leases for that space, and they didn't have any of the upfront costs, and it validated it for their investors as well.
Beautiful. So is this a technology that is only for a company or an organization that has big-time spending power like the Kings?
No, not necessarily. We would like to work with a lot of various builders, whether it's large architecture for businesses or residential. We think there's an endless amount of opportunities, especially with residential. If you're a potential home buyer, you can go to the lot that you would like to purchase. With that builder's library of CAD models for the particular houses they have in that neighborhood, you can place various houses there, walk through them as if they're already built, and even customize features along the way and save that to a profile that would go back to the builder. The benefit of our technology is that we are a tool set. So we're a white label solution, meaning that we can either create a standalone application for the builders, or we can integrate into an existing application for realtors that they can save all this information themselves. Either way, it'll be a custom built solution that gives them this endless opportunities.
For example, if a builder is building a development and they have their model that's already built, then you can go in and do your thing with your technology and create a model of that so that others can walk around where their house would be built and you can show them what it would look like through augmented reality.
Absolutely. And even for some neighborhoods where they only have like maybe one or two model homes built, but it's not the full amount of houses that they're going to be building in that neighborhood, it would allow you to also visualize and experience those other houses that aren't physically built yet.
Have you worked with developers in that situation?
We haven't yet. We've only been working with large business structures and architecture, but that's definitely a market that we're excited to be in.
What do you charge?
It actually varies. Right now, for some of these larger clients, we have a $50,000 annual license just to have our technology. And then depending on the complexity of the actual experience on top of it, that's where the variable cost kind of comes in. So it's on a per use case basis, so the price varies. But they generally, experiences engineered are definitely between $10,000 and $50,000 on top of that $50,000 annual license. But then once that experience is created, you don't have to make that investment again. It's just keeping up with the license.
What else can you tell us about the technology that brings in the relevancy for real estate investors or the application of it?
So one of the main things is the fact that we have a back-end metric system that measures over 70 different metrics in real time related to human behavior, engagement, and geointelligence.
So what that means is that if you are a builder and you have a potential buyer that wants to download their application that uses our augmented reality technology, and you say, hey, you can come back to this lot, you can come back, check out the augmented house, walk through it, customize the features, and get back to us. We're measuring a ton of data. We know how often they're coming back, how often they're interacting with it, how many pictures or videos are taken, how many are shared to social media, maybe for opinions of friends and family. We even know what speed are they moving at. Are they walking? Are they jogging through the neighborhood and looking at it? Are they a passenger in a car? All of this information so that the builder can contact that buyer based off of their behaviors and how they're interacting with that experience.
Mm. You probably can also tell what features of the house are getting more attention than other features, right?
That's right. And how often somebody's changing it. And then you're building out essentially a profile and understanding what people's favorite points are, what areas they're looking at the most often. So as a salesperson, you understand the points of emphasis that are important to that buyer.
Yeah, that could help influence future development decisions once the developer sees how quantifiably people are looking at the house and areas of interest that they're seeing versus areas that they thought would be of interest but aren't as much.
That's correct.
Yeah, because it's one thing to hear what people talk about. It's another to see how their body moves. And how does it track it? Is it based on movement or is it based on some other way?
No, it is all based off of movement and where the angle of the device is. So it's called pose tracking. So we understand where a device is moving throughout a given space and then what angle it's actually looking at as well. So we can target what content it is they're looking at. And that's one of the major innovations around our technology is that we're able to bring the GPS accuracy on a mobile device down to millimeter level precision when usually it's between 5 and 25 meters of what ultimately inaccuracy. So having that level of accuracy gives us that absolute precision.
What has been the main challenge for you as an entrepreneur with building this company?
It always comes back to education. So in the past, augmented reality had a negative stigma to it because it was considered a novelty. And the main reasons were because the limitations of what an experience could be with that previous technology I mentioned with image or marker-based recognition. So it was a matter of getting people to change their behaviors, understanding the value proposition of how we remove the negative stigma of a novelty and are now rewarding people with experiences and even memories on how they're interacting with this content. So overcoming the educational hurdles, getting people more familiar with the technology has definitely been the ultimate barrier. But thank goodness the augmented reality market is now emerging and we've been in business for 4.5 years. So we've always been ahead of the curve of this new and emerging market.
How can the best ever listeners get in touch with you?
The best way to get in touch with me is by emailing me at khart, that's H-A-R-T, at Aerial, A-I-R-E-A-L dot I-O.
Well, Kevin, thank you for being on the show. Thanks for talking about your company and its applications for real estate investors and especially real estate developers. Appreciate you talking through the applications for how it could influence the development of not only the lease up and sale of a property, but then future development decisions prior to actually going into development that are influenced based on the research that's being done. So appreciate that. Hope you have a best ever weekend and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it.
Today's sponsor, Patch of Land, has got the document for you that you've got to check out if you're a fix and flipper. They show you how a higher interest rate can actually deliver a lower cost to your fix and flip loan, and conversely, how a lower interest rate could deliver a higher cost to your fix and flip loan. Needless to say, you got to know this stuff to identify the best loan terms. Go to patchofland.com/Joe Fairless. Get this document, patchofland.com/Joe Fairless. When it's Friday at 4:30 p.m., it's time for Entrepreneur Drinks Podcast, which is co-produced by Joint Ops Properties and Discount Property Investors. Join their end-of-the-work-week session as they tackle problems facing entrepreneurs. Listen and subscribe at entrepreneurdrinks.com. That's entrepreneurdrinks.com.